with all people.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus revealed himself to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together with Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it. They were able to pull it out because of the number of fish. So the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he trembled in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, but they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging a net with the fish. When he climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged a net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. It was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished the breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, You know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. When you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. I guess by the time when Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" I think his memory comes back the time he was in the house of the high priest. He denied three times that he knew this Jesus Christ. For the first time when the disciples, this is the third time they fish and lots of fish. Well, from the very beginning, even beginning of the mission of Jesus, he was at the shore of Galilee and Peter was there and they were fishing the whole night, nothing else. And then Jesus told them, "Go to the deep," right? "Go to the deep." So when he come back, Jesus knelt down and told Jesus, "Lord, please go away. I'm not worthy. I'm a sinner." Eventually Jesus said, "You'll be the fisherman of men." Jesus doesn't care whether you have great faith or not faith, or small faith. Importance, you trust. This time, go to the right side of the boat. I think it's not much different for us, our argument. But just believe. You two to left or right, you know, just 2 inches difference. But just obey. Obedience. It's interesting, yeah? Go to the deep. Then go to shallow. That's the way Jesus was telling us. Sometimes maybe not so logical for us human being. It's not logical for man, it's logical for God. Important is to show our obedience. Trust in the word of the Lord. There are thousands of words in the world, thousands of wisdom words. But that of Jesus is different. Different. Listen and trust. So this time, Jesus, three times. By this time, when Peter said, "Yes, I loved you," it's very different from the very first time when Jesus told him, "Peter, tonight, you will betray me three times." He won't believe. He said, "No, Lord, I won't. Even all the others betray you. I will not." He has his own in himself. He failed. But this time, I'm quite sure, when he said, "Lord, I love you," with bracket, trusting in your help, not in myself. Do you agree? And this is how God treats us. I like the Psalms saying, from eternity, God loves each one of us from eternity. So what is given to us from eternity is ours. So just by chance, we sinned. And all this grace is taken away from us. But that be forever? No. If you say, the sorry, whatever will be given. You remember the parable of the father with two sons? The younger one sold everything for his benefits. At the end, lost everything. Coming back to the father, giving back the ring, the cloak, the shoes, killing the cow. What is lost will be given. God is forever merciful. Trust in His mercy. That's the only thing we have to do on earth. Trust in His mercy. Perhaps many, 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 many times we failed. God doesn't care. Important, you say your yes again. So this is beautiful. The love of God is forever. He will not go away unless we ourselves go away from the Lord. So today, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Perhaps the same questions is asking each one of us. Jesus will ask the same question. Do you love me? Where is your heart? Faustina is the secretary of Jesus to spread this divine mercy of the Lord. Just because today, people, men included, baptized Catholic, they lose their faith. We have this faith in the head, not in the heart. Conversion means not to know more, but if this trust from the heart, Jesus is waiting. Unfortunately, we do not see, we do not hear. Still, Jesus is suffering. A kind of symbolic things. This Easter night, the vigil, not up in your hall, down, when we sing the Paschal song of the Paschal candle. This is the sacrament. The first one all fell down to the ground, broken into four pieces. Broken. This Easter, nobody tell you, of course. We got a second one. This is not the first one. The one is broken into four pieces. I find it's a sign that today our society, our world, our parish, our people, ourselves doesn't live up to His grace. I'm not saying we pretend to, but we do not live up to His call to be merciful to one another. So let us, from interior world, asking this special grace from the Lord. He is with us, but where are you? Ask Peter to give us this trust. Tell the Lord the same faith as Peter says. Lord, you know that I love you. Ask Sister Faustina to intercede for us, that we be always the instrument of his love for the world. Many things are not lovely in this world, but we can make things different. Today we share the diary of Sister Faustina. She have an 8 days retreat, and after this retreat she wrote, "I'm sure coming out back to the normal life, things will be the same." She wasn't hated by people, but people doesn't like her very much. Her companions doesn't like her very much. She was so weak at times, she didn't have to bring breakfast to her bed, to bring Holy Communion to her room. The sisters were fed up with her. Seeing her still young, the time she died only 33 years old. Huh? 38 years old? Huh? 33. Yeah, she's young. So the other sisters, is older than her. So all the time, why I have to bring the breakfast to you? Why don't you come out to take breakfast? Why I have to give Holy Communion? Why do you go down to the chapel to Mass? Sorry. She suffered. She was very, very weak. But she always tried her best to get up. At times she couldn't. You can imagine. In a common people is, you know, to a certain sense, shouting at her. From her diary, you can see the reaction. But she's always happy. Sorry. She's always happy. Happy to offer these little things for the Lord. And in today's meditation, he said, "Lord, I will give my gratitude to you always, Lord." So you too, maybe at times you feel so much depressed, your situation, working situation, in your hometown, in your home, family members, all stupidities happened, and you couldn't do much. Your faith. Jesus loved them too. Stay awake. Be always stay awake with the Lord. You walk with the Lord. He is accompanying you. No use just to cry, but trust. Knowing Jesus understands your situation. At least do what you can. Do what you can do. To love the people next to you. Not the one far away, the one next to you. No matter where you are, this is a secret that we can keep this peace of the Christ. Christ loved all, no exception. Even people against him, he forgives. Do it. Otherwise, you will have peace. And already you on earth, you live in purgatory. Hopefully, this purgatory can give you a merit to heaven. But if your purgatory is just lamentating, if there's any change of heart, who knows? Are you sure one day you will go to heaven? If you don't going up, you go down. So you have no choice. but just always believe. The Lord is waiting for us. Trust in His mercy, but say you're sorry for whatever you have done wrong. Like Peter, give a contrite heart, say, Lord, you know that I love you.